What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the college football playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we are getting ready for the Natty, Carl. Ohio State, Notre Dame. A lot of Buckeye fans, a lot of Irish fans are rolling in. Had some Irish fans when we first got here, first couple hours of the show.
Yeah.
Hanging out, and they were pragmatic. They weren't like these, I think we're going to win 400-5. No, they were like, you know, they know that there's limitations, you know, offensively. The wide receiver play does certainly not match what Ohio State's rolling out there. But then again, Ohio State's wide receiver. Carl, if I told you that Texas was going to shut him down and they still win the game?
Crazy.
I mean, that's just one of those things. When you get into the matchups, individual matchups, the defense, can you certainly step up and maybe create some of the matchup issues that Michigan was able to do? I guess you can. But I just felt, man, Jeremiah Smith, I just can't see him getting shut down 2 games in a row. Maybe I'm wrong. That if Chip Kelly's getting paid all this money,
yeah,
scheme him open. Now, the one thing in defense of Penn State, or I guess it's Chip Kelly, in the Penn State game, you know, it was more about like the physicality of the red zone. Everyone's thinking about that goal line stand. But if you go back and you watch some of these games with Jeremiah Smith, Texas was double teaming him. And it was almost like they're willing to let guys go free.
That's right.
And not let Jeremiah Smith beat them. Will Notre Dame use the same approach?
I think Marcus Freeman, I don't think he's underrated, Mike. I think people realize how good of a defensive coach he is. He had his guys ready to play, obviously, against Penn State, but this offense is much more dynamic, to your point. I think, though, you have to pick your poison here. And what I mean by that is, are you willing to go into this game and say, Will Howard beat us?
Right.
Or are we shutting the best wide receiver down in maybe college football? And I'm willing to double and you know, play guys over the top and do whatever it takes, like Texas did, and say, Will Howard, you got to find other guys to beat us. And I think if you go about it that way, because the game plan for Texas was right. The problem was the damn offense, don't get me started,
I know,
was the issue. So can you do that, and then can you score enough points? Because you brought up the Riley kid, and Leonard Riley, like, he's good, Mike, but I don't know if they can make enough explosive plays to beat Ohio State.
You know, we were talking about yesterday, Riley Leonard's a guy that's going to have to, you know, be bulletproof.
Oh, reverse switch that.
Yeah, Riley Leonard. Scratch it, reverse it, as Willy Wonka would say. But, no, we talked about, you know, Notre Dame's got to play clean. And Ohio State does have a little bit more margin for error. It was funny. My buddy Aki, who's here today with Hoff and the whole crew over here at Twin Peaks and Bucket, he goes, man, that Ryan Day, he's got the most punchable face. I go, well, I think Lou Holtz would agree with you on that one, and you know, amongst others. But you know what? Maybe in that, and everyone said, I know it's the classic storyline's gotten lazy.
It has.
But Michigan, well, they learned a lot. I will never in a million years understand how you lose for the fourth time in a row to your arch rival, because what?
It's time for the Road to the College Football Playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we are getting ready for the Natty, Carl. Ohio State, Notre Dame. A lot of Buckeye fans, a lot of Irish fans are rolling in. Had some Irish fans when we first got here, first couple hours of the show.
Yeah.
Hanging out, and they were pragmatic. They weren't like these, I think we're going to win 400-5. No, they were like, you know, they know that there's limitations, you know, offensively. the wide receiver play does certainly not match what Ohio State's rolling out there. But then again, Ohio State's wide receiver, Carl, if I told you that Texas was going to shut him down and they still win the game?
Crazy.
I mean, that's just one of those things. When you get into the matchups, individual matchups, the defense, can you certainly step up and maybe create some of the matchup issues that Michigan was able to do? I guess you can. But I just felt, man, Jeremiah Smith, I just can't see him getting shut down two games in a row. Maybe I'm wrong. That if Chip Kelly's getting paid all this money, scheme him open. Now, the one thing in defense of Penn State, or I guess in Chip Kelly, in the Penn State game, you know, it was more about like the physicality of the red zone. Everyone's thinking about that goal line stand. But if you go back and you watch some of these games with Jeremiah Smith, Texas was double teaming him. And it was almost like they're willing to let guys go free.
That's right.
And not let Jeremiah Smith beat them. Will Notre Dame use the same approach?
I think Marcus Freeman, I don't think he's underrated, Mike. I think people realize how good of a defensive coach he is. He had his guys ready to play, obviously, against Penn State, but this offense is much more dynamic, to your point. I think, though, you have to pick your poison here. And what I mean by that is, are you willing to go into this game and say, Will Howard beat us?
Right.
Or we shutting the best wide receiver down in maybe college football? And I'm willing to double and you know, play guys over the top and do whatever it takes, like Texas did, and say, Will Howard, you got to find other guys to beat us. And I think if you go about it that way, because the game plan for Texas was right. The problem was the damn offense, don't get me started,
I know,
was the issue. So can you do that, and then can you score enough points? Because you brought up the Riley kid, and Leonard Riley, like, he's good, Mike, but I don't know if they can make enough explosive plays to beat Ohio State.
You know, we were talking about yesterday, Riley Leonard's a guy that's going to have to, you know, be bulletproof.
Oh, reverse switch that.
Yeah, Riley Leonard. Scratch it, reverse it, as Willy Wonka would say. But, no, we talked about, you know, Notre Dame's got to play clean. And Ohio State does have a little bit more margin for error. It was funny. My buddy Aki was here today with Hoff and the whole crew over here at Twin Peaks and Bucket. He goes, man, that Ryan Day, he's got the most punchable face. I go, well, I think Lou Holtz would agree with you on that one, and, you know, amongst others. But you know what? Maybe in that, and everyone said, I know it's the classic storyline's gotten lazy.
It has.
But Michigan, well, they learned a lot. I will never in a million years understand how you lose for the fourth time in a row to your arch rival because what? You thought you were that much better? You couldn't maximize at home your advantage in the skill positions? I mean, that's a mediocre offense and a good defense at Michigan. But, man, and like Alabama learned themselves earlier, later this year in the bowl game. But getting back to Ohio State, Henderson, Judkins running the football. It's the physicality. Notre Dame will do the Michigan things, and I think that it'll be close at the half, but I think the depth will kind of wear them down. And then for us that have bet it, cover that 8.5 in the second half.
Let's talk about Ryan Day for a second. Because all the pressure's on him. Marcus Freeman does not have – listen, there's you do have pressure to get in a game like this and win. But he doesn't have the pressure that Ryan Day has been building. This has been building. So you can't beat your rival for the last 4 years. You're beating everybody else in the Big Ten, and that is why Ohio State fans will tell you we can't go get anybody else because he's so damn good against everybody else. And now you have a chance to finish the race, right, to win the championship. And if Ryan Day, for whatever reason, gets out-coached in this game,
right,
Mike, by Marcus Freeman, I'm serious. You got to start rethinking this thing like, okay, it was great to get here. But it doesn't mean anything, Ohio State fans, if you do not win it. And that's where this is at. So for me, going into Monday night, I'm like, look, I don't know if you have to do anything outrageous. Ohio State is loaded, guys. They've got players, NFL guys all over the field. It is Georgia a few years ago. They paid for it, but that's the nature of the business now. So can you go finish this and put Ryan Day on that pedestal as one of the best coaches in college football? I do not think he's the best. The guy that's the best is down there in Athens. But he would be that winning right. A national championship with his record in the Big Ten and the things he's been able to accomplish. But he's got all the pressure on him.
All the resources, you know, we've talked about the millions of dollars in NIL. Nobody spent more on it than Ohio State did this year. It's kind of like that line that Saban dropped on the Texas A&M squad under Jimbo Fisher. Bought and paid for, that whole class. But in this case, Notre Dame, it's also bringing in the assistants, Chip Kelly. You know, and that's why I sometimes wonder, are they getting their bang for the buck on Chip Kelly when I watch some of the game plan? The way they rolled through Oregon. I got to be honest, If you go back and look at the Cotton Bowl, Texas gets beat by Ohio State, and I don't think Ohio State played their best game. Not even close. I think there were some sequences where guys misplays. I think, you know, you talked about it earlier. Do you trust the quarterback? Do you trust Will Howard to be able to deliver the football? Think about this. The two starting quarterbacks for the national championship game. One played for Duke. One played for Kansas State. And here they are. And it's not all about the things we get into, the recruiting, the slam dunk five. So all these guys were both highly touted. I respect Riley Leonard's toughness because I saw him basically on one leg trying to get back on the field in Tallahassee, and the coaches have said you can't go back in.
Well, I thought if he did, they might have won that game.
Right, which I'm telling you, they would have. Yeah, they would have. But this is about all the worker bees. Who's going to be the guy who steps up? I think a lot of folks nationally, the money's on Ohio State. That's where the line
it
has
is.
Dropped down a little bit. It was a 9.5, came down a point. So maybe some Notre Dame money's coming. And speaking of Notre Dame money, these guys are, by the way, those guys are throwing down. Those guys are drinking top shelf over there.
Oh,
the bar.
I know.
Not to use a small sample size, Chris, but we were talking earlier about when Notre Dame comes to town, the bartenders win.
Yeah.
Because they are well-heeled, as we like to say.
Well, they came with big stacks.
And speaking of big stacks, our man Hasselhoff, who got the suite for the semifinal a couple years ago when Ohio State and Georgia went toe-to-toe. Remember, Marvin Harrison Jr. gets knocked out of the game with a concussion. And then at the end of the game, they start blitzing. Georgia really gets after C.J. Stroud.
It was a great game.
You know what? It's arguably one of the best all-around football games I've been to, college and pro. So I was asking Jerry, because he was looking for a suite. Every single suite was sold out. Couldn't get your hands on it. $100,000.
Yeah. It's listen, it's a hot ticket. It's great for our city, and the money has already been spent because those tickets are gone. But, you know, this is one of those things that you think your team's going to get there, and then, Mike, as soon as these become available, they're like hotcakes. They're coming off the table. So it doesn't surprise me. And, by the way, if it was Georgia or if it was Texas, it'd be the same way. I mean, like, I just feel like that's just that. This is that game, and it's going on in our city this year. So I love it. What's up, Chris?
I can confirm everything you're saying, by the way, because I had to battle traffic in the middle of Midtown today to go to a bougie hotel, one of the biggest in the city,
to pick up
a credential for a show I'm doing tomorrow. And I was battling the elements with Jersey Mike, and we were fighting for our
battling
lives.
Battling the elements? It was sunny in 61.
We were fighting for our lives in the middle of Midtown Atlanta going to...
Yeah, I mean, you're making this out to be like...
All right, for those who don't follow...
Like he was walking 8 miles in the snow here.
Let me get this is like when you were a kid. I had to walk uphill both ways. So you're doing a show tomorrow at the World Congress Center.
Correct.
Where they have this big national championship palooza like the SEC fans.
It's fun, by the
Correct.
Way. I mean, you won't have time to enjoy it, but it's fun.
No, but to get in, you need a credential.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yes.
But they decided, whoever decided, oh, no, we're not going to put your credentials at the actual event location. We're going to put it at a hotel in the middle of Midtown.
They're trying to mitigate traffic, Chris. Come on.
This is this younger generation, Carl. They're just soft. You got to toughen up. You got to buck up, kiddie boy. I mean, you're getting paid the big bucks for this event, aren't you? Okay. It is Dukes and Bell. Jerry. Hey, Jerry. What do they want for a suite? How much do they want for a suite for Monday? $100,000. Regular size suite or big suite?
See, this is how you know Jerry's got money. Jerry said that very casually, didn't he? This is how you know Jerry's got money. Anybody else would be like, dog, they want $100,000 for a damn suite. Jerry was like, they just want $100,000. That's how you know you got money, Jerry.
By the way, Jerry, one of the classic wingmen of all time. A lot of our audience, Chris, has got to know him over the years. We call him Hasselhoff because he bears a bit of a resemblance. But this man is smooth. He's kind of got this crazy Eastern Ohio, almost like Western Pennsylvania, sort of Joe Namath type accent, Carl. So the chicks just go bananas. Yeah. Jerry's like, where are you from? You're a nice-looking girl. You know, just that Joe Namath kind of vibe. But Jerry did have the suite for that Ohio State game against Georgia. Man, that was something. That was one that, you remember, came down to the missed field goal and all that nonsense. But Georgia, if you are a Georgia fan, you know, that was arguably the toughest game that you played until Alabama the year before.
Yeah.
I mean, then you get to the championship. You go through TCU like poop through a goose. Go through Notre Dame to get to Alabama, that championship game in Indianapolis. And then is this one where was Texas the toughest out for Ohio State? And now Ohio State just rolls through Notre Dame.
I'm not going to say they're going to roll through. Notre Dame's physical, man.
Oh, yeah, and physicality keeps you in the game. Defense travels.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say they rolled through them. Like, there's a difference. We talk about these games from two different angles, right? Covering the bets, right, which are what they believe a team is, you know, going to beat another team by. And then you talk about just like who can win the game flat out. Do you think Notre Dame can go in and win this game? There's not a Notre Dame fan that's coming into the city.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This weekend, and like, we can't win.
Right.
But styles make fights. I think that's the problem here for me.
I think if you're a Notre Dame fan, you're feeling like, I know all this, and we get it. There's a lot of pushback outside the SEC because the SEC has dominated. They've just dominated.
18 years.
Until Michigan stepped up last year. But, I mean, if you beat Georgia and you're Notre Dame, you feel, you know, let's be honest, you know, 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Yeah.
But we realize as Georgia fans here, this wasn't even close to Kirby's best team. Matter of fact, the team that lost the championship to Bama was better. The team that lost the SEC championship to Bama a year ago was better than this team.
Yep.
But, you know, but still, that doesn't play nationally. It's still the big run. Look, Ohio State fans are chirping about beating Tennessee.
Whoop-de-doo.
And a lot of Georgia, let's be honest, Tennessee fans knew the limitations of that squad going in with Nico Iamaleva and the fact there was a ceiling there. But, look, I will say this about the Buckeyes. In fairness to them, and I know this might irk some Georgia fans, Carl, we just talked about that championship game, or the semifinal in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. If Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't get knocked out,
they might lose.
You can't blitz C.J. Stroud the way Georgia did because he's going to find Harrison Jr., who was pretty much unstoppable until he got knocked out of the game.
Yeah, listen, I agree with that. It's the same argument Alabama fans have when Minshew went down.
And Jameson Williams.
Yes, right. It's the same argument, but you know, you still got to finish the game. You got to play with the guys that are out there. I just hope we get an entertaining game.
Right, not to mention, Georgia lost their tight end. Georgia was dealing with a lot of injuries in that Ohio State game. If you want to go back and look at it, I'm not trying to tick off Bulldog fans. I'm just saying this is the mindset of the Buckeyes. They're due. It's their time.
They
like
feel that
the way Michigan fans kind of felt last year.
And they do feel that way. And that's why I'm telling you, Ryan Day has to win this game.
He has to.
He has to win.
He's not going to get fired now. Had he lost to Tennessee, he'd gotten fired. Real quick, before we wrap this segment up, Brian McFadden's coming up, and we're also going to talk to Onyeka Okongwu. He's coming up at 6:20. He's been red hot for the Hawks. What do you think? Unders the play?
For the game?
24-21, 24-17.
Yeah, listen, I think both defenses are really good. And you know, if Ohio State, look, beating Texas, remember, they beat them by 14, but it took a strip sack scoop score to do that. That's a 7-point game.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.